This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. A Fort Lupton police officer was found guilty Friday of charges stemming from an incident where a handcuffed woman was placed in a police car that was hit by a train. Jordan Steinke will be sentenced in September on charges of assault and reckless endangerment. In September of last year, she and another officer placed a woman inside a patrol car that was parked on train tracks. A freight train struck the vehicle, leaving the woman seriously injured. A trial for the other cop is set for August. Meanwhile, a Denver police officer has been charged with second-degree assault. The DA's office says Adam Glaspy was working off-duty security and trying to break up a fight outside a bar earlier this month. During the altercation, Glaspy body-slammed a victim to the pavement and left him unconscious. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are pushing to reauthorize a program aimed at helping rural communities. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The program provides payments that come from timber and other leasing to rural counties with tax-exempt public lands. The money helps fund schools, infrastructure, and other local services. Last year, Colorado counties received more than $12 million from the SRS. The bipartisan bicameral bill is being led by Democratic Representative Joe Neguse and Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Well, it's going to be another hot day across Colorado. Highs in the upper 90s around Denver. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.